And welcome to the Sportscast, April 18th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, iTunes, and Facebook. If you're on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest sports news. NBA playoffs are underway. We're in the midst of game twos. And a few teams that are strengthening their position. Some teams are just catching up again to tie up the series 1-1 after losing game one. And to talk to us a little bit about the NBA playoffs, Victor Orocho, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I enjoy the show. I enjoy being on it. So what are we talking about today? Which team first?
Let's hit with the Celtics, and where they beat the Pacers 99-91. We had impressive performance by Kyrie Irving and Jason Tatum.
Okay. Well, remember, you and I spoke about that. Last year, man, I was super hot on Tatum. I thought he was fantastic. And I think even the analysts were saying they were expecting him an all-star year, and it didn't pan out. And so we were talking about that, you know, with Kyrie, you know, where's Tatum? And they did a great job last night getting him involved. They're going to need him to play. Now, don't get me wrong, Kyrie is Kyrie. He's the guy, right? But you need Tatum. He's young. He's just excellent. Yep. And then I like the fact that they started also switched Kyrie to get into more of a scoring position, not just only in the point guard position. So they won ugly the first game. They won very well this game. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I did not see the match last night, but I've heard good things about with Irvin and Tatum. Irvin had 37 points. Tatum had 26 points. And Gordon Hayward had 13.
Yeah. I mean, Gordon Hayward, I'd like to see him step up a little bit more, too. But, you know, Tatum is still, I think he's young. He has to take that role. He's got to be that number two guy there.
The Indiana Pacers, Bogdanovich had 23 points. Darren Collison had 13. And Tyreek Evans had 13. And Thaddeus Young had 15. Is there any hope for this Pacers team?
Well, they lost one of their star players, though. I mean, he's out. So, you know, it's always going to be tough. And right now, the way that I'm seeing the Celtics play and what they did last night, I think that's the stepping stone. I mean, with Kyrie on the bench, they went on a tear. And then Kyrie was able to come off the bench and game the way a superstar is supposed to do. He can stay with that game. They're going to be to one win the series. I don't know about the Celtics sweeping them, but it's going to be tough. They're missing their star player, and the Celtics, you know, they played them.
You think the Celtics could sweep the Pacers?
No, I was saying, I don't know. I'm not sure I don't know if they're going to sweep them. Remember, they still have to go to Indiana. That's a tough place to play. And, but they're not going to win the series.
Oh, man, nope.
You picked Indiana.
I picked Indiana to win it. Actually, to win it all.
With the guys hurt? With their
superstar
hurt?
Everyone hurt. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't see Pacers surpassing the Celtics, but I will say the Celtics will sweep the Pacers. I will say that. If they do win that series, they could potentially face Milwaukee.
If who wins the series?
The Celtics.
If the Celtics – oh, they were with the Pacers. Celtics will face Milwaukee? Yeah, they're done then. It's over.
Say no more. Say
no fear more. The deer.
Yeah, that's an interesting I like that little brand marketing thing.
Also, by the way, you know what, I want to make a comment how I'm playing role, because we're probably talking about Houston, on a team, particularly in basketball. You know, Rozier, what did he score? 4 points, 6 points? But he was the general on the floor. He did a fantastic job that he was on the court while Kyrie was on the court. So that goes to show, you know, point guards, a long time ago, they were guards like the Isaiahs and so forth. They would first get everybody involved, Magic Johnson, and then when it was late in the game, they had to take over. Since the ball was in their hands, they took over. But Rozier really did a great job as a floor general. Rozier, point guard is the second coach. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Point guard is the coach on the floor.
Rozier had 4 points last night, but yeah, I think point guards, you know, one of my favorites, of course, is Stephen Curry, Ron Harper, John Starks, Tim Hardaway. Those are one of my few favorite point guards in the NBA history. How about yours?
My point here, how could you leave out Magic Johnson?
Right? Gary Payton.
How can you leave out? Well, you know, I'm going to go first to the top big boys. Magic Johnson, Jason Kidd, Steve Nash. Right, some of the guys you mentioned, I don't really consider that they were like. Well, who did you mention? They weren't all really
John Starks.
Point guard. John Starks wasn't a point guard.
No, he wasn't.
He was a shooting guard.
Oh, he was a shooting guard.
He was a shooting guard.
Who is your Mount Rushmore for point guards?
Mount Rushmore. Well, to me, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, Magic Johnson is definitely in there.
I mean, because you know, Magic Johnson, then Steve Nash, and then Jason Kidd.
That's it. And you have one more to put into the mountain.
I'm trying to think.
Not Steph Curry?
Because Steph Curry, I don't really consider. The problem with today is, I don't really think there's like true point guards anymore. Think about it. In the old times, point guards were the ones that always brought up the ball. That doesn't happen today.
No.
Draymond Green brings up the ball. He's not a point guard.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, Steph Curry is not a natural point guard. I think people say that Chris Paul is.
Yeah, like Chris Paul is. Ones. Yeah. He's a natural point guard. I mean, but look at LeBron. LeBron's not a point guard.
No.
He's got three. What has he got? 3,000 assists.
Correct. Well, he's LeBron.
I mean, you know, but my point being is that the point guard position, you know, it's just changed. You know, just the game has changed.
Also, good changed. Point guard, Derek Fisher.
Yeah. I mean,
D. Fish.
Like I said. They're not in the league of. For me, they're not in the league of the guys I told you.
Okay, let's move on.
And Steve Nash. I guess I didn't mention Steve Nash.
Yeah, Steve Nash and also Jason Kidd had one heck of a shot.
Jason Kidd had a lot of assists.
Yeah, he was.
And he took the Nets to the championship. I mean, Jason Kidd can play. And he was a good coach.
Next game, the Rockets defeated the Utah Jazz 118-98. James Harden had a fantastic performance last night. He had this one crazy move where he just shaked it and then tried to shoot it, but he didn't, you know, make it. But he had he had 32 points last night. Eric Gordon had 16. PJ Tucker 16. Chris Paul 17. How do you see this series forming?
I'm trying to get to the box scores of that game. They played
Utah.
I know they played Utah. I'm trying to find a game. That was when yesterday, right? I heard it.
Last night, yeah. It was like those late games that you watched usually.
I don't like watching those late games. I can't see it's not showing me the box scores. What was your question? Sorry.
Yeah. How did you see the series forming? Do you think the Rockets have this under control?
Oh yeah. Here, let me just say. This bothers me. I can't find the box scores of this game. here's an example. In the last two games, right, they're 2-0, right? In the two games they played, right, here, let's see if this gives a big recap. In the two games that they played, no, it's YouTube. In the two games that they played, look at the score. How many points did Harden score?
Harden scored 32 points last night. I don't know the previous
game. And the other game, he scored 30-something points.
So about the same.
Right. So my point being is, what was he scoring prior?
I do not have that stats. I guess to run the same.
Well, he was scoring 40, 50, 60 points. He scored 40-point games.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but now he's reduced it.
Well, he's not that he reduced it. Okay, so here's my feeling about at the Houston Rockets, right? And let's see if I could get his thing. And the Houston Rockets, right, that I love, is the fact that's a team, either the coach, first of all, Harden MVP, right? Two, the coach should get coach of the year. Because it's hard enough to coach a bunch of stars. But imagine coaching a bunch of great athletes, but succumbing to someone else on the team taking a bunch of shots. You understand? Okay.
Yeah.
So my point being is, everybody was worried about, can he sustain it? Because he sustain it, right? So now he's only scoring 30, and it's funny. It's only 30. Remember, I told you that about Jordan, but now the rest of the team is stepping up, and he's allowing that. And not only is he allowing that, I mean, that shows you that they didn't put them down.
It's team chemistry.
You understand what I mean? They're like, great, he's scoring 30, and they're they're scoring 30, and they're blowing teams out. It's not like he's scoring 30, and they're barely winning. They won like by 20 something in the first game, right?
Yeah.
And so you got to give credit to the coach. You got to give credit to the players stepping up. You got to give, just in general, man. I am super, super happy to see that's coming true. Because, imagine it could have been to where he has a bad game and then they just lose.
Yeah, I mean, he's very, very, very key to the Houston Rockets core. Obviously, Chris Paul as well. And if they do, win this series, which I expect them to do, they will face the Warriors. That's potentially the matchup. Looking at the stats with the Jazz.
Ooh, that's going to be a phenomenal game.
Yeah. The Jazz, Derek Favors had 14 points. Rudy Gobert had 11. Donovan Mitchell had 11. Ricky Rubio had 17. Royce O'Neal had 17. I mean, on paper, this Jazz team is well equipped.
Yeah, just the problem is, you're playing against one of the best players in the league right now, number one. Yeah. And not only that, you're playing against one of the best teams in the league, and you're playing against a team that now the rest of his team is stepping up, that he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to exert as much energy. Right?
Right.
And you gotta, I just, stuff like that I love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, because look at the difference. Remember, I'm a numbers guy, right? So, 47% Houston shot from the field, right? Versus 39% for Jazz. They shot 40% from three-point range. Utah shot 21. You got a 20-point difference. And yet, they scored, and their shots were only four shots less. So Utah took four less three-pointers, right?
Right.
And the Rockets doubled the percentage. Free throws, 83% for Rockets, 66% for Utah. You're not going to win. You can't have you can't shoot 66% from the free throw line of an NBA team.
And where's Donovan Mitchell at?
I have no idea. Okay,
look at
total offensive rebounds, 15. Okay, total rebounds. Rebounds were close. Offensive, they don't say defensive rebounds. Look, and Utah, even look, this is what doesn't make any sense to me. Their field goal percentage, their free throw percentage, was lower than Houston, yet they had more assists. They had 10 more assists. But Houston had 9 blocks. Look, and Utah had double the steals. And Houston had 6 more turnovers. Utah had more. And here's the deal, right? It's the three-pointers, right? Because, shooting, making 17 three-pointers versus 8, yet they scored 20 more points in the paint than Houston. But you can't trade, I'll give up a 2 and take the 3.
True.
And then the sad part is they scored more points in the paint but had more fouls. So Houston scoring from 3s, shooting free throws, and Utah's fouling them more than Houston's fouling them.
And maybe that shooting strategy might help them out against the Warriors.
Which shooting strategy?
Shoot from the 3.
But the whole league is shooting. The whole league is shooting from 3s now. They're coming across the court and shooting from 3s.
They're pulling the Warriors. That's a Warrior strategy.
But you gotta make them, right? At the end of the day,
that's the name of the game. You gotta shoot them, but if you don't make them,
right?
That's the point.
I think against the Warriors though, that whole team has. The Warriors are gonna be tough. My concern is KD right now.
Why is
that? I don't know what's going on. His character has changed.
He might be going to LA or something.
Well, I don't care where he goes. Right now, I care about right now, right?
So the present.
Right now, seem like the same KD, right?
I think he's turning team chemistry.
He's turning.
Victor, I totally lost you right now.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, your phone's kind of crackling a little bit.
I'm sorry. He keeps doing something. He's turning into a Draymond Green.
That's not good. Draymond Green need more than Draymond Green in the team.
And don't get me wrong. You need Draymond Green, but,
at a certain capacity.
If I had to pick one over the other, I'm taking KD.
Really?
Draymond Green over KD? Are you crazy? KD's one of the best scorers, if not of all time, in the league, dude.
In the world.
He's that kid. He could do everything, man. He could take over a game. He's just phenomenal. But my point being is he's got to just chill out. You can't let, anything get to him. He's just he's bothered all the time.
Well, also Patrick Beverley is also, he's also guarding him, so...
Well, I understand that, but he's still scoring. It's not like he's not scoring.
He's not getting stopped.
Right? He's not getting stopped by him. So I could see that he would be getting stopped by him. He's not. He's just getting stopped by him.
You think, the reason why the Warriors lost that game, they were up 31 points, was it because of KD? Losing you again, Victor.
Man,
you're crackling.
What's going on here? Hold on. Undo this.
It's a headphone set.
How about now?
We'll see.
How about now?
We'll see. I think there's less sound. Less crackling. We'll find out.
Okay. This is better.
So
I got the phone in my ear.
What was the one of the reasons?
In that game, I think one, Doc Rivers was a component to that. I think Doc Rivers, I think he outcoached Kerr in that game. I think that they got too confident. Because they got a lot of guns, but they had Curry on the bench too long. Do you see the minutes? How many minutes did Curry play on that game versus the first game?
Let me pull that up. Golden State Warriors.
Because pretty much during that game, they said Curry's done for the night, right? So when they say that, that is
that's pretty much true,
right? So when they say that, Golden State box scores,
Curry had 34 minutes with 29 points.
Right, and compare it from the game before.
Let's see, GSW, the Golden State Warriors. Let's see, game one. I have to be way more prepared now. I got to put these games, box scores all set.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the same thing.
Steph Curry had 37 minutes with 12 points.
You know what I mean?
37 minutes with 38 points. That was a good game, by the way.
So what was the, give me the numbers. He had 30 what minutes?
He had 37 minutes on game one.
38 game one, points.
And 38 points.
Okay, and then game two?
Game two, he had about 34 minutes with 29 points.
I thought you said he had 20. Really? He was 34?
34 minutes with 29 points. Kind of close.
Yeah, well, then I was wrong. But I could tell you that...
He was rusty.
But no, it was deceiving because he made up the minutes because they started coming back.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
There was a gap. If we were able to see the minutes like a graph during four quarters, those 37 minutes were longer. And look, 37 minutes, he pretty much scored a point per minute, a little bit more than a point per minute.
Wow.
Right? Okay. And then when he has 27, that's one. Number two, when he's on the court, whether he scores or not, they got to worry.
That's correct.
And you know, 3 minutes in basketball is a long time.
A lot of time.
Right? Because I can tell you that when Reggie Miller came back, I know maybe people don't have to remember that, but they got to. When Reggie Miller beat my Knicks, my brother-in-law walked out of the, we were at a party, I was in Jersey, we were in a basement, they have fixed up basement, I'm watching the game, my brother-in-law walked out thinking the game is over. Oh my God, man.
I actually watched it on YouTube. It was a really good game.
Yeah, he thinks the game's over, and then I walked out, and I was like, Dennis, you're not going to believe it. He goes, what? And he couldn't believe it. So my point being is 3 minutes is a long time, right?
That could happen.
And not only that, that's just the presence of Curry on the game. You got to watch out for him. Right? So you're always watching out, doubling him or something. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. So,
right. So,
what do the Warriors have to do tonight, or the Clippers do tonight? What's going to happen tonight?
I think that the Warriors are going to blow them out
in LA.
Yeah, they're going to blow them out. Remember, I said the same thing about who was it? Who was the Clippers playing? Philadelphia. Remember when I said Philly's going to come in and crush them?
Yeah. Oh, against the Nets.
Yeah, I told him Philly is going to annihilate them.
Demolish the Brooklyn
Nets. They did. And I think the Golden State's going to do the same thing. Because first of all, they're used to beating teams like they were beating them.
Right.
But what they're not used to is someone to come back from that type of comeback. And I told you, Doc Rivers, remember we talked about, I said the Clippers will take one. I didn't think they'd take that one. But... Doc Rivers is a great coach, man.
Do you think this is it? I mean, like, do you think they'll just take one?
I don't know. Maybe. It's hard to say. Maybe they won't take more than two. Let's just put
that. They won't take more than two. It won't be a seven-game series.
It will not be a seven-game series, and I think that they're not going to I don't think we're going to hear again this anybody's done for the night.
You know, like what I hate, like the series where like the home teams win and goes to game seven and like the home team wins. So it's kind of like it was over before it started type of thing.
I don't understand.
Like, you know, like only like in the playoffs, you got to win away, you know, just to win, you know. Anyways,
well, no, but normally what happens is, you know, it's like who won? Toronto has two. They won two games. Who's 2-0? Oh, Houston, yeah. Right? So, you know, normally the home teams win. That's why I told you when you steal a game away, it's big.
Yeah, exactly.
It's big. It makes a huge difference, especially early in the series. You understand? Changes the whole dynamics of the game. right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, in the past, you would see the home team would always win. And when it went to game seven, the home team advantage was there. It didn't mean they would win, but as you look at, I'm a big numbers guy, so the percentages, as you look at the percentages of success, it's like, you know, in football, I'm glad they changed the rule, you know, the whoever wins the coin toss in overtime, the winning percentage was like 60-70%.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much game was over because you won the tournament. But so when you steal a game like that, but, you know, just because you lose two games away doesn't really mean nothing in the beginning because you should win the two games at home. Now it's time to play because it's 1-1-1, right?
You want to cover the Bucks and Pistons, or you pretty much just say fear the deer?
The Bucks and the Pistons. Yeah, you know, fear the deer. I mean, like I said, if Griffin doesn't play, I mean, it's not even worth talking about.
It's it looks like a sweep to me.
Yeah. And you get that guy Giannis, right?
Yeah,
Giannis. I keep forgetting how to say
Giannis.
Giannis, you know, you got to give him credit. He didn't stop. He playing when everyone thought he was just going to take a break. He's out on a mission. You know,
yeah.
He's just on a mission. I think he's not going to, and he's going to want to rest. You got to remember, you know, these guys are all talking about the game and people resting and doing that and trying to fix that. You know, the way to fix it is blow a team out, sweep them early, get prepared for the battle that's going to come because every series is going to be harder. So if you blow a team out, you win them and sweep them, you're hoping the other teams are going deeper.
Before
right?
we
so everybody, yeah. So everybody who's 2-0 is happy that everybody else is 1-1.
Yeah.
And they're real happy Golden State's 1-1.
That's a really interesting one. We'll see how that series turns out. Anything else before we head into game predictions?
No, just again, you know, I am really, really, you know, just don't want to repeat myself, just really impressed with that Houston organization and what they've done there.
But can they win it?
You don't normally see it. You know, you don't normally see guys can handle not really shooting a lot. Can they win it? I think they, you know, if they keep doing what they're doing, they got a shot, man.
They got to go by the Warriors first.
Yeah, well, you know, the Warriors lost the game when they were up by 20-something, man. So,
anyone
you
can
know,
do it.
Everybody's beatable, right? You know, and I think that and Harden's getting, he's, you know, again, he's resting by not having to exert so much energy to score the points. I mean,
yeah. How
many games in a row did he have that he scored? What was it, 40-something points?
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, let me go Harden record. So, you know, to score that many points in that many consecutive games, right? He broke Kobe Bryant's record for 30 or more points in a row. You know, that takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy. And what happens is now he's able to, you know, his team is helping him out, and so I was pleasantly surprised. And again, him scoring only 30 points and 27 points, which is a lot, and they're blowing out the teams. That's it. Anyhow, that's it. I said that before. I'm just, right now, the most impressive team that I like has been Houston.
Houston, it is. Game predictions. Sixers at the Nets. The series is tied 1-1.
And they're in Brooklyn, right?
They're in Brooklyn. Playoffs are in New York City tonight.
Okay, so here, let me get to the bracket. You know, I'm going to go with Brooklyn.
Wow. They go up 2-1 if they win.
I'm going to go with Brooklyn. I just think they're a young, hungry kid.
Youth and speed. Nuggets at the Spurs. And it's tied.
By the way, that's the other team I told you about. Remember when we had our other podcast?
Yeah, we're talking about the Spurs. That seven.
Remember when I told you that is the most scariest team for me? When the Heat was in the playoffs, the team that I did not want to face was the Spurs.
Spurs.
I don't care. I didn't give a crap about anybody else in the West. I did not want to face the Spurs.
The Spurs goes up 2-1, which will be in San Antonio tonight. So did they have a good chance of winning?
Okay, so the Spurs, I'll take the Spurs.
Warriors at the Clippers, 10:30 p.m. tonight.
No, Warriors are going to crush them.
Okay.
I predict a blowout.
Yeah, I think Warriors are going to come back strong. They're like, man, we just messed up on a game. We should have swept them. And random question, who is your favorite Batman villain? Joker, Penguin, Riddler, it's between Joker, Penguin, or Riddler.
Yeah, don't forget Catwoman. She was hot.
Or Bane. Bane. Actually, Bane was the other one. Sorry.
What about Catwoman?
I don't think she was a villain. I think she was like a...
Catwoman was a villain. She was on their side.
Well, she helped out Batman at times.
Because, she's a woman and hot. And, you get a woman in black tights, shit.
Okay.
Let's see, the Joker, the Penguin, or the Riddler?
Or Bane.
I don't remember. Who's Bane?
Bane was the big ball-headed guy that broke his back.
Nah, yeah, get him out of that. I don't give a crap about him. Okay. Well, the other three. The Penguin, not so much. I would say the Joker. Obviously, the Joker is just the most devious because he's crazy.
Evil.
But the reason I like the Riddler because he's just like, you know what I mean? He's weird. He was just crazy. Yeah, it's like I love that he would puzzle everything out. And then, by the way, have we seen the Riddler in any of the Batman movies?
The last one was Jim Carrey as Riddler.
Okay.
That was like in the late 90s.
Right, but he hasn't been prominent, right?
No, he hasn't.
But the character who played the Riddler a long time ago, he was just funny. He was just little hyper, wild dudes.
Yeah, which I wish Christian Bale was still the Batman,
Yeah, he's my favorite Batman.
Yeah, he's the best. But, they only did three movies. They could have done more with the Penguin or Riddler.
You don't think they're going to do any more movies?
I don't think so. I think they. He said no more. I think that was his last Batman. So,
who?
Christian Bale. I mean, they'll have more Batman movies.
I thought you meant Batman movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, it's most likely. Knowing Hollywood, they'll probably have some more Batman movies. Victor.
Yeah, I don't like Ben Affleck as Batman.
No, me either. No. Too much of a nice guy to be a Batman.
And the only thing I don't like about the Batman series is, I love the Batman series. It's just that every time they change the character, and it just seems funny that when they change the character and Batman has to, he talks like this.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It makes me laugh. It's
deep voice. Well, I mean, that's how it is in real life, so.
Yeah, but there was one Batman.
Right.
All right, my man.
Victor, how can people reach you online?
Oh, no problem. So, look, I'm at Victor Arocho. Actually, I got a podcast as well. So it's victorarocho.com. Go to resources. You'll see my podcast and videos. You could also reach me on vimeo.com/VictorTV. My Twitter handle is @VArocho. And they could reach me and actually call me anytime. But
what's your phone number?
954-634-2886 is my direct line, and more than welcome to call me. And if you want to talk sports, or you want to talk sports and business and how they relate to each other, that's one of my I own a sales development firm. And we help businesses that are frustrated and they can't grow. We actually help them build elite sales teams, and we treat it as scouting like professional teams.
There you have it. For any sales or any sales questions or business consultation, contact Vic Arocho at VA Arocho on Twitter. And of course, you can follow me on Sleon, SLEON. Follow the Sportscast at the Sportscast 1, or you can go to thesportscast.net to view all the news, all the podcasts is there. And follow us throughout this week. The NBA playoffs continue tonight and throughout the week and through the weekend. And we'll definitely have updates. Next week is our NFL draft prediction show, and we're looking forward to that. And things are happening in sports. It's not dying. Tiger won this past weekend. It's still buzzing. But anyways, Vic, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
No, I appreciate it too. And great show. And let's keep it going. We're having some fun in these NBA.
Let's do it.